The South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hakala with the morning team. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, here we go. This week's topic, Microsoft Copilot, your everyday AI companion. Are
here
you
we
ready?
Go.
Yeah, all right. So, well, we got a lot to unpack here, David. Okay, so I've never even heard of this.
Yeah, no, it's been getting a lot of airplay recently, but it's been around for over a little over a year now. But they're just finally releasing it to us, the end user, to be the beta tester, I guess, again, which is what we always do with Microsoft product.
Absolutely.
So Copilot is kind of the replacement for Cortana, who went away globally back in June. So it's no longer there. So now Copilot is built into Edge, built into Windows, and you're going to find it built into Bing Chat as well. So it works pretty well. It's like any other AI. You need to have a use to use it. But if you do, I think you can be pretty surprised at what this can do for you.
Okay. Can you give us a few examples of what it could do?
Well, for the user like us, just regular users, not trying to, so let's say, run a sales and marketing division or whatever, you can go in and ask it questions, ask it how to do things. For instance, I went in and asked Copilot to help me describe Copilot to a 10th grader.
Oh.
He came up with a couple of paragraphs. Makes pretty much sense. Some of the punctuation needed help, but it's an easy way to explain what Copilot is, being that it's a smart tool that can help you with many tasks on your computer, such as writing, searching, learning, and creating. Hmm. And you can use it either through your keyboard, or if you have a microphone, you can chat to it.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's pretty good. Copilot. Copilot. Okay, so it's there along with you, I guess, for the ride.
Yeah, you'll see it in Edge, and at some point in time, I'm sure you're going to see it in the taskbar on your Windows 10 and Windows 11 computer, because they want you to use it. Microsoft obviously wants to be the AI champion, fighting against Bard with Google and OpenAI's ChatGPT. So this is just their entry into the fray, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I mean, we know certainly... over the last few years, they've put a lot of money into it and acquiring other things, I guess, to make this all work, right?
They have, and they have also put a lot of money into ChatGPT, as I'm sure you've heard. there's a lot of money going into AI. There's a lot of fear about AI in the industry and with just normal people who say that this is going to take over our jobs and all of that kind of stuff. In some cases, it will. It'll take over the menial jobs, the repetitive type jobs. But at this point in time, it's not going to sit in your chair and do what you need to do.
Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. Did you read anything, I guess, about what this new quantum computer is supposed to? I mean, did that get you all excited? I mean, it sounds futuristic. Something about IBM, which, you know, is a name that's been around since HAL 9000.
IBM.
Right. I mean, that was featured prominently in that film. And they're still around.
Yep, absolutely. And they're still trying to get market share or increase market share.
Yeah.
So the quantum computer,
what
you
does
know,
that mean?
Because you're right, this comes from IBM, and there's decades of expertise in quantum AI-driven power. So this is, again, another AI,
okay.
And it uses, or it's its own computer, but it uses less resources than like IBM's HAL and all the ones that they've had. So this is powered by AI, which is where everything is going. It's just massive amounts of data that you have available to you with this quantum computer.
Wow. It's fascinating. It says they hope to shape the future of everything.
That's what everyone's saying AI is going to do. I'm just kind of nervous about what that everything is.
Yeah.
Who's going to have control of it?
What does that mean? I would more information, please. The AI says I'll get back to you on that.
Exactly. Well, they'll give you more information, but they're going to give you what they've been trained to give you. So it may not be totally the truth.
That is true. That is true. So, based on, you know, what we've talked about in these past segments that you have talked about, it'll find what's there, but what's there may not be, you know,
right,
the truth. So, well, this is interesting. Microsoft, again, as you heard, putting a lot of effort into Copilot, and it is going to be part of, as you mentioned, all those various tools. So they're going to want you to use it, and you've got information about what it is and what it could potentially do for you, right?
Yes, you can. How you can use it, and obviously Microsoft had to roll this back to Windows 10. It was originally only Windows 11, but the installed user base of Windows 10 is so large they could not leave them behind. So everyone would have access to it in their Edge browser and Bing chat, and it's easy to find, easy to use. And I suggest everyone just play with it a bit, just so you don't fall behind what's happening in this segment of the industry.
Mm-hmm. David Snell, AxSmartIT.com, right? That's the website?
Exactly. Go to AxSmartIT.com, get my blog link, and a lot of information about Copilot.
All right. David Snell, AxSmartIT in Wareham, our tech guy. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. It's David Snell, ActSmartIT.com, ActSmartIT.com.